Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, careful out there guys, this is Yu Chong. Her online profile picture is on the left, and when she appeared in person to receive an award, the real her was on the right. She's an online streamer and looks to me like she used the Ozempic filter. This just proves that makeup has nothing on AI filters these days. I feel catfished and I don't even know her. This is like going from Love Boat to Tugboat in 3 seconds flat. Moving on, Emmanuel Macron tried to look cool by talking to a TikTok influencer. Things backfired when the guy called him a dwarf married to his teacher, who runs a country the size of a potato. But Macron won't actually take the blame. Instead, he'll probably fire or punish his staff for not vetting the influencer properly. Globalists always embarrass themselves when they try and look cool. That's because they aren't. You can't try to be based. You just are or you aren't. Number three looks like Andrew Tate's dad back when he was learning to play chess. The rule is that white goes first. But is that the white race or the black one? I think the white guy's just dumb or playing stupid and the black guy thinks he's being racist. Both are reading into the game what they want to read into the game. But if this were accurate in the real world, the black pawns would kill each other while the white queen would get together with the black king. Up next, Canada's faced a lost decade. Gee, I wonder why. Could it have something to do with Trudeau as Canada now has the worst performing GDP in the G7? In case you're wondering why the Italian GDP is going up faster per capita than everybody else's but America, well, that's because its population is crashing. The reason America is beating everybody else is because of high tech companies, but that's GDP per capita. And most people don't even own tech stocks. So the wealth inequality will continue to go up and up. Number five, most of you don't know this, but many incels aren't even single. They're married guys in relationships where their wife barely touches them more than a few times a year. She's not required to touch you, but you're still required to pay. But if a man stopped paying women and handing over resources, the women would start calling that financial abuse. But being cold and distant sexually on her part is perfectly fine. Also, if so many husbands weren't incels, then only fools wouldn't even exist. Moving on, meet Lucy Letby. Her supporters celebrated her birthday by throwing a party at a local pub, even though she's a baby serial killer. They even baked the cake and everything. It's probably a party thrown by a bunch of simps that all find her attractive and think they can fix her. Then again, I wouldn't be surprised if they probably believe that she's genuinely innocent and is the fall person for a badly run hospital ward. How can someone so evil have a smile like that? Number 7, Quentin Tarantino says the current movie era is the worst in Hollywood. Of course it is. Between DEI filmmakers and endless sequels, the art of filmmaking is dying, because it requires viewers have an attention span longer than 30-second TikTok videos. Tarantino got out while the getting was good, but he's only made 9 films and still has to make one more before he retires. I can't remember the last time I watched a film that blew my mind. The most excitement I get these days is watching Elon Musk's Starship launches. Up next, Canadian highways have become death traps with the Jeets and the Preets paying off driving school instructors at truck driving schools to fast-track their licenses, even though many of them fail their tests. And now truck crashes are way up. One Indian driver went through an intersection and didn't see a bus full of hockey players, and ended 16 Canadian junior players. That guy even received the nickname the Terminator for ending them all. Number 9, this is the reason I only buy Bitcoin, and avoid other coins like XRP, Solana, and Ethereum. In the long run, Bitcoin outperforms them all. Here's what it's going to look like when Ethereum finally gets to $5,000 per coin. The founder is going to be in his 70s. People buying Ethereum 5 years ago were laughing and mocking me for buying nothing but Bitcoin. Who's the idiot now? Moving on, while you're worrying about how you can afford to have one kid to pass on your legacy, these three deadbeat dads in Tennessee have 81 children with 46 different women, and they refuse to pay child support. So your taxes are supporting their kids. You can sure bet that many of those kids will become criminals, costing them even more money, your tax money, to incarcerate them. When you have a welfare state and low-grade men and women don't have to face the consequences of their bad decisions, you do. Number 11, here's a picture inside a woman's room in a drunk tank in Russia. But why aren't they wearing anything? Is it to prevent them from hiding drugs on their persons? Or possibly so they can have clean clothes to wear when they finally leave, instead of vomiting all over them? Maybe they keep the temperature in the jail cold. Because the more you're thinking about being warm, the less you're likely to think about causing trouble while intoxicated. Up next, will this be the average looks max couple in 2027? More like 2026. But how will you even reach her pee sleeve under all that fat? I doubt that even rolling her in flour and finding the wet spot would work in this case. There is no reason for this. He looks like he has a good job, so he can definitely pay for her Ozempic. It's funny how you keep hearing less and less about fat empowerment now that there's an easy medical pill to make you thin. It's better to be alone than to jump onto this mattress. Number 13, welcome to hell for this poor cuck. His girlfriend cheated on him, but he doesn't want to break up with her. Her excuse is she got drunk when she did it. That's even worse. Because when you drink, your true feelings end up coming out. If he meant anything to her, she wouldn't have cheated on him. He loves her, so he won't leave. But she disrespected him, and as a man, if you don't have respect for your relationship, then you have nothing. She faces zero consequences. So what's stopping her from doing it again? Moving on, how would you actually name this look? How about hanging from a rainbow, or that I have daddy issues look? I also kind of like vomit Skittles. And that's definitely one rainbow you don't want to taste. It could also be an ad for some demented new Fruit Loop cereal or something. But I get it. It's the he's not my president hairstyle. Maybe they also never matured past the Crayola crayon stage. You definitely won't find a pot of gold at the end of this rainbow. Number 15, the push is on to put Trump on Mount Rushmore. In fact, you can already see the hair. Sure, it would piss off a lot of leftoids, which I'm all for. But it would ruin the legacy of what was already there. Looks like the plans are already being made, though. He certainly won't be the most important of the four presidents, but he will definitely be one of the most memorable ones. I say use all that money saved by Doge and finish the Crazy Horse Monument. Up next, as more U.S. states start going bust, they'll require people show proof of citizenship before allowing people to enroll their kids in public schools. I guess that means no more free taxpayer-paid babysitting. Oklahoma just implemented this, and I hope all states eventually do as well. If you remove the free stuff, a huge chunk of the illegals will just self-deport. This should have been expanded as an executive order. It's costing states tens of billions to edumacate illegals. Number 17, many unattractive women say that their man needs to be 6'2". Meanwhile, some are so ugly with high standards that they are making me 6'2 to my stomach. Women have unrealistic expectations for what they offer men these days. Unfortunately for the majority of men these days, the only women that actually want them are women most guys don't actually want to be seen with. Most of these women were told to eat all their food while they were younger so they could grow big and strong. Now look at them. They're just big. Moving on, here's the motto of many gilfs out there these days. The old cooch is better than no cooch. Yeah, I'd rather have no cooch in this case. She looks like she's got old man legs. Then again, the rave scene ages them fast and she's probably only 25 years old. She's probably seen so much action that it looks like a skydiver's mouth down there. If you're really lucky, then maybe you can get in bed with her and her mother here. Just for the love of God, don't turn on the lights. Number 19, this woman says her boyfriend has been distant recently, so she's wondering if anyone else wants to smash her. Of course, everyone is going to say yes. So this could just be an elaborate stunt to get the attention of tons of simps online. But if it's true, then he's distant. Really. She probably dumped him. Otherwise, how else did she expect to get away with this level of disrespect? Most likely he was a Chad that ghosted her and was never her actual boyfriend. Remember, she's not your girl, it's just your turn. Up next, you work for your money and the government prints it out of thin air, devaluing it, and claiming you owe them even more in the form of tax. Bitcoin and self-custody fixes this. Or a Bitcoin ETF and a tax for your Roth IRA fixes this, so that not only do you avoid tax on your Bitcoin, but you can also protect yourself from the devaluation of your currency. Thank you, COVID, for waking me up to this reality. Thank you, Susan, for demonetizing me in 2018 and forcing me to learn about crypto and Bitcoin. Protect yourself against the government money printing tax. Number 21, the doomsday clock is now 89 seconds to midnight, which is the closest ever to global catastrophe. And what's causing this? Probably climate change and not actual atom bombs. Looks like the people presenting this are 89 months away from meeting their maker. So why should they care? Probably just a last-ditch attempt on their part for attention and relevancy. They'll keep flogging that dead horse until 0.001 seconds till doomsday. That's because fear sells. Moving on, and speaking of climate change insanity, in the UK, climate change could be sparking outbreaks of diarrhea, warn scientists. This sure sounds like a shitty situation. You can't make this shit up. Maybe climate change causes a lot of Indians to move to England, and English love their curry and cuisine. Hence the connection. Or it could be the people that are just weak simps that poop themselves after two hot days in a row. Number 23, the right now seems to be the side of normal looking people with common sense. So of course the lamestream media will attack the young people on the right, saying that if you join the right, you're joining the cruel kids table. Meanwhile, it's the cool kids table and the leftoids aren't invited to smash those Chads and Stacys. Except the Democrats working at the New York Magazine are the cruel racist ones, because they cropped the black people out of the original photo. Socialists always accuse you of the very same thing they're guilty of. Up next, is this chart correct? Maybe 60 years ago, but not today. Almost no one is getting married and having three kids. Plus, a relationship between two smart people won't be one of love, but one of hate, because both will compete to dominate one another. Only relationships where one person is smart and the other is dumb end up working, and where both are dumb too. This is reality except for the first one, before the pill, abortion, and no-fault divorce. Number 25 and the last one, when did Beyoncé start looking white? And isn't that hair cultural appropriation? Then again, maybe it's just the lighting. It's like anal bleaching, just body white. I know that she always looked up to Michael Jackson, but becoming him is taking things way too far. Just to see what she would actually finally look like, I went to the future, and I'm bringing back this picture of Beyoncé's final form. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.